2 years ago, Wyoming's defense struggled. Last season, it was one of the best in the nation. The Cowboys ranked number one in the nation in takeaways, ninth in scoring defense, and 23rd overall. This season, many publications say Wyoming will have one of the 10 best defenses in the country. Wyoming Public Radio's Bob Beck has more.
It's the first week of practice, and the Cowboys' defense is already making plays. But that's not a surprise. The Pokes are picked to go to another bowl game this year, mainly on the strength of their defense. Their defensive line could arguably be one of the best in school history, and senior strong safety Andrew Wingard could set the school record for tackles. Head coach Craig Bohl doesn't like harping on individuals, but he admits these guys are pretty good.
Andrew's an instinctive player. He's playing fast. He's a great tackler. Carl Granderson, you know, he's put on probably close to 90 pounds, and he's really athletic. And Johanna Gaffan and Logan Wilson, and I think Tyler Hall, these guys are all guys who play for a lot of different people, and I think a lot of them are going to be playing on Sundays.
Which means he thinks they will play in the NFL. The architect of the defense is Scotty Hazleton. He's a veteran assistant coach who recently was an assistant with the NFL's Jacksonville Jaguars, but he jumped at the chance to come to Wyoming and lead the defense. Hazleton says he simply got them pointed in the right direction.
We had really good players. We had guys that that liked playing ball and weren't scared of working really hard to things. So really it's more of a credit to them than anything that we did as staff.
But safety Andrew Wingard says it was more than that. He says Hazleton simplified things.
It wasn't guys being having to do this, that, this, and that, and be thinking on the field. We were all out there just reacting. That's what you got to do on defense. If you think for 1 second, you're wrong.
Hazleton says Wingard is one of a strong group of team leaders that have taken ownership of the defense. He says they have a swagger, and that's translated to the rest of the unit.
It's fun to watch them because they hold each other accountable and they strain to work really hard, and then they talk trash to each other when they're not doing right, you know. So it's really fun to see them, and they took great ownership in it.
Defensive end Carl Granderson, who at 6'5", 261 pounds, is one of the top pass rushers in the nation. He says not only are they bringing back some great players, but the younger players are getting better and better, which will keep the unit from tiring. Granderson says the squad is good, but it can get better.
But we got room for improvement on takeaways and just stopping the run.
Remember, Wyoming led the nation in takeaways last year. Granderson also has some personal goals.
Sack numbers, you know, I want at least 17, so that's probably 1.5 sacks a game. That's the goal. But I'll do whatever it takes to for the team, man.
By the way, that's a lot of sacks and would have easily led the nation last season. One of his fellow first-team All-Conference defensive linemen, Johanna Gaffan, cannot wait for the season to start.
I think we can handle anything an offense can throw at us. I think we'll do so much better than last year's defense, which is crazy to say because we really killed it last year, but I think we're going to be even more dangerous than we've ever been.
That might sound cocky, but Gaffan disagrees.
We walk around with our chest up as a whole defensive group, and we just think that nobody can really stop us. But that's not really cockiness. That's confidence right there.
Safety Andrew Wingard says the defense remembered the teams that ran up the score on them 2 years ago, and so the unit played with a chip on its shoulder most of last season. He says if they continue to play that way, he also believes the sky's the limit for the Wyoming defense this season. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Bob Beck.